broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
All right. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday, August the 4th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour. Rain coming is what they say, but we have got to stop talking about everything else and get into our big ticket giveaway here. We have got tickets to Ice Cube tonight at the Ohio State Fair at 7 p.m. and the Dublin Irish Festival coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we have tickets to that as well. So, whatever tickets you want to be in for, let me know. Let's start the giveaway here. We're going to do it like we've done it, Family Feud. Every right answer gets you an entry. And we're going to do the drawings this morning at about 9:58, I guess, is when we'll do that. First category, food that you need help removing the lid from. Foods you need help removing the lid from. We've got four answers, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And we've got more than one pair of Nelly tickets here, so since we didn't get to it in the first hour, you could definitely be a winner today because we've got more than one set. Did I say Nelly? Ice Cube. Maybe I did say Ice Cube. Talking too fast in my brain here this morning. Food you have trouble removing the lid from. 740-751-4038. And you can win as many times as you like. And remember, Rebecca Gruber, you won yesterday. So pick up your tickets at the studio from 10 to 1 today. Go ahead, caller.
Soup, Scott.
Soup? No soup on the list. Go ahead, caller.
I'll hog the show with one of two answers, Scott. Wine, like the cork. You got to take a corkscrew.
No wine.
Well, that's a good answer, though. Okay, thank you.
All right. No wine on the list. Food you need help removing the lid from. Four answers on the list. We've got Nelly tickets, and we've got tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival. You can go any of the 3 days that is going on, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Food you have trouble removing the lid from. The Nelly tickets hang in the balance here this morning. Dublin Irish Festival. Go ahead, caller.
How about roasting ears?
No roasting ears. Good guess.
It'd be hard to get the lid off of them.
It would. Go ahead, caller.
I'm out pickles.
Pickles. Yes, pickles is number one on the list. We got you, Ron.
All right, now there ain't no shenanigans, right?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to see how well you do today.
Okay.
Thanks. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Ketchup.
No ketchup on the list. Food you have trouble removing the lid from. We've got pickles. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We've got pickles so far. Three other answers. Food you have trouble removing the lid from. And we've got tickets to Ice Cube tonight at the Ohio State Fair. 7 p.m. We've got more than one set of tickets here, so we could have a couple winners here this morning. And we've got tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, down in Dublin. Go ahead, caller.
How about jelly?
Jelly. Jelly is on the list. Would you like to be in the competition?
No, thank you.
No problem. Jelly is number two on the list. That is correct. Food you have trouble removing the lid from. Food you have trouble removing the lid from. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about spaghetti sauce?
No spaghetti sauce, but a good guess. No spaghetti sauce on the list today. Food you have trouble removing the lid from. We've got pickles and jelly so far. Still two other answers to go here. Go ahead, caller.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise is on the list. Would you like to be in for the Dublin Irish Festival tickets?
Okay,
got you in, Trish. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right, go ahead, caller.
How about applesauce or sauerkraut?
No applesauce or sauerkraut, but good guesses. We've got pickles, jelly, and mayonnaise so far. Pickles, jelly, and mayonnaise. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there? Hello? Go ahead, caller.
How about spam?
No spam, but that's a good guess.
Thank you.
No spam on the list today. All right, food you might have trouble removing the lid from. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say kids with the peanut butter and jelly.
Well, we got jelly, but peanut butter is on the list, so we got you in there.
Oh, okay.
Ron. Now, how's my Wendy's coming today?
I saw you the other day. You come in the drive-thru.
Well, see, there you go, but I like to have more than one Wendy's, you know.
But you didn't come in, see?
No, I didn't come in. I was in a hurry yesterday. I forget what I think I was coming back from the station yesterday. All right, we got you, Ron.
All right, thanks.
All right, that was the category. Food you have trouble removing the lid from: pickles, jelly, peanut butter, and mayonnaise. Next category. Name something an astronaut has to go without when traveling in space. Name something an astronaut has to... Go ahead, caller. Hello? Name something an astronaut has to go without when traveling in space. Four answers on the list. Name something an astronaut has to go without when traveling in space. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Something an astronaut has to go without when traveling in space. 21 minutes past the hour, we've got tickets to Ice Cube. I'm saying Nelly again. I tell you, I'm as screwed up on this as the numbers. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, bathroom, shower.
A normal bathroom, absolutely. We got you in, Ryan.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Go ahead, caller.
How about his toiletries?
Toiletry, yeah, absolutely. Number four on the list. We got it. Normal bathroom is number four on the list. What are the other three answers? Name something an astronaut has to go without when traveling in space. Go ahead, caller.
How are your food?
Food, absolutely. Number one on the, like Wendy's.
Yep.
Pegs, Ron. Go ahead, caller.
Gravity.
Gravity, absolutely. Number three. Would you like to be in for Ice Cube or the Dublin Irish Festival?
No.
No, okay.
I'm just playing.
Just keep playing along. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Name something an astronaut has to go without when traveling in space. We've got a normal bathroom, gravity, and food. Decent food. What's the last item here? Name something an astronaut has to go without when traveling in space. And again, we've got tickets to Ice Cube, which is tonight at the Ohio State Fair at 7 p.m. and the Dublin Irish Festival, which will be happening Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week, 5th, 6th, and 7th, down in Dublin, less than an hour's trip from here in Marion. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, watching TV from his recliner.
You know, I'd miss it, but not on the list.
No watching TV from the recliner. Name something an astronaut has to go without when traveling in space. We've got decent food, gravity, bathroom, one item left. 740-751-4038. Again, tickets to Ice Cube tonight at the Ohio State Fair at 7 p.m. or the Dublin Irish Festival, which goes on this weekend, the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th, down in Dublin. 740-751-4038. Who's got the answers? Name something an astronaut would have to go without when traveling in space. Don't forget tomorrow, we've got the Willie Nelson tickets. It's going to be a big Friday here on the station.
Go ahead, caller.
I'll say family friends.
Family is number two on the list. Would you like to be in for Ice Cube or Dublin Irish Festival?
The Dublin. I have a daughter that might like to go there. I'll say Dublin.
All right, we got you, Judy. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Judy and Trish now in for the Dublin Irish Festival. That's a very fun event. You can go Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Okay, next category. Name something a school wastebasket is full of. Name something a school wastebasket is full of. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Something a school wastebasket is full of. Four answers on this list as well. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Crumbled up paper.
Let's see. Paper, absolutely. Number one on the list. Gotcha, Ryan.
Thank you, Scott.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'll say papers.
We just got paper.
Oh, you did? Well, I didn't hear it.
I know. A little delay. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say spit wads.
Let's see here. No spit wads.
Must be a clean classroom. No, no spit wads on the list. Name something a school wastebasket is probably full of. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say gum.
Gum, absolutely. Number two on the list. Gotcha, Judy.
Okay.
Judy in for those Dublin Irish Festival tickets. We've got Ron and Ryan in for the Ice Cube tickets tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Go ahead, caller.
Pencil shavings.
Pencil shavings, number four on the list. You got it.
Woohoo.
Pencil shavings show up at number four on our list. One answer left here. Name something a school wastebasket is probably full of. 740-751-4038. 26 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio time. Tickets to Ice Cube, the Dublin Irish Festival. Go ahead, caller.
Food wrapper.
Food wrappers. Ron scamming the system again this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Thanks, Ron.
Yep.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try candy wrappers.
Well, we just got right in ahead of you.
Did you get... Well, I'm not getting that. Okay.
Yep, a little...
We got a little bit of a delay going on there. All right, next category. Which food that gets stuck in your teeth should be avoided on a date? How about that? Which food that gets stuck in your teeth should be avoided on a date? We've got four answers here. Back to the old dating questions. Which food that gets stuck in your teeth should be avoided on a date? 740-751-4038. Four big answers on the list here today. Dublin Irish Festival tickets. Tickets to Ice Cube tonight at the fair.
Go ahead, caller.
Gum.
Gum. Let's see here. You know what? Oddly enough, gum is not on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Spinach.
Spinach is number two on the list. You got it. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Chicken?
Chicken wings.
No chicken wings. Good guess. Go ahead, caller.
Broccoli.
No broccoli on the list.
Rated on a date. Spinach is the only one we've got so far.
Go ahead, caller.
Popcorn.
Popcorn is number three on the list. You've got it. Would you like to be in for the Ice Cube or Dublin Irish Festival tickets?
Ice Cube,
what's your name?
Mike Snyder.
All right, Mike, we got you in. Thank you. Go ahead, caller.
No, I was going to say popcorn. Never mind.
All right.
Ryan out there trying hard for his, I don't know if Ryan's married. I think Ryan's married. I think we talked about that before. Maybe him and the wife want to go down and see Ice Cube tonight.
Go ahead, caller.
How about cheese?
No cheese on the list.
Cheese does not make the list. Which food that gets stuck in your teeth should be avoided on a date? All right, we've got two answers left here. Are we going to get them?
Go ahead, caller.
Are you there?
I'm here.
I'll say shredded meat like chicken.
No chicken on the list.
Chicken does not make this particular list. Which food that gets stuck in your teeth should be avoided on a date?
Go ahead, caller.
Spaghetti.
No spaghetti.
Remember, we've got tickets to Ice Cube tonight at the Ohio State Fair at 7 p.m., and tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, which will be going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Dublin. Only about an hour from here. Not too bad at all. Which food gets stuck in your teeth should be avoided on a date? Two answers left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Which food that gets stuck in your teeth should be avoided on a date?
Go ahead, caller.
Hey.
What's that?
Steak.
Steak. Steak is on the list. We got you, Mike. Go ahead, caller.
How about a salad?
No salad on the list, but a good guess. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about lettuce?
No lettuce on the list.
Lettuce does not make this particular list. Which food gets stuck in your teeth that should be avoided on a date? One answer left. We've got spinach, popcorn, and steak.
Go ahead, caller.
Gum and candy.
No gum or candy. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say peanuts.
No peanuts.
And it just isn't peanuts here this morning. No peanuts on the list here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yes, food, but what about, like, pepper that you
no,
put on your food?
Well, there's a lot of pepper on certain... Yeah, no pepper, but good guess. Go ahead, caller.
Corn on the cob.
Corn, yes. Corn is on the list. And you want to be in for the Dublin Irish Festival, right, Trish?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, I think we've got all the answers in that particular category, although we've got a late caller here. Go ahead, caller. Well, I think we had a late caller for that one. Let's go on to the next category. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of baking? Well, that's interesting. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of baking? Four answers on the list. 740-751-4038. 33 minutes past the hour. All right, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Turkey.
Turkey, absolutely. Mike on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Pies.
What kind of pie?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin, absolutely. Pumpkin pie. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Pies.
We just got pumpkin pie.
Well, I'm not getting this right. I don't hear it said, okay?
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Someone's trying to get into me here. I want stuffing.
Stuffing, absolutely. Now, do you know Mike?
Yeah, he's my teammate out there at softball.
Oh, well, there you go. He must be playing the...
I can't believe he's in here trying to get in on this, homie.
I know, he's going to push you out.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ron. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say dessert.
What kind of dessert?
Oh, like potato salad, something like that.
No potato salad. Go ahead, caller.
Sweet potatoes.
No sweet potatoes, but that's a good
All
one.
All right.
Oh, my. We want to get Ryan and his wife down to the Ice Cube concert tonight. One answer left here. If a person doesn't cook well, which Thanksgiving food might they buy instead of baking? We've got turkey, pumpkin pie, stuffing. One answer left. Go ahead, caller.
Potatoes are a dessert. Let's try that cranberry sauce stuff.
No cranberry sauce. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Oh, we lost that one. But I think we got another one sliding in here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
About rolls.
No rolls. Go ahead, caller.
Cake.
Cake. Absolutely. Is this Mike?
Yep.
All right. We got you, Mike. All right. Let's go on to another category here. Moving right along. We had turkey, pumpkin pie, cake, and stuffing. Name a job that many celebrities had before they were famous. Four answers here as well. Name a job that many celebrities had before they were famous. Four answers here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Going to do the ticket drawing here in about 22 minutes. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Waiters.
Waiters, absolutely. Food server, number one on the list. Got you, Judy. Go ahead, caller.
Fast food.
No fast food on the list. No fast food on the list today. All right, let's go back to the phones here. I believe we got another person coming in. Go ahead, caller.
Model.
Model, absolutely. Number two on the list. Mike's in again. All right, name a job that many celebrities had before they were famous. Two answers left. We've got food server and model. We got Mike, Ron, and Ryan in for the Ice Cube tickets tonight at the Ohio State Fair. And we've got Trish and Judy in for the Dublin Irish Festival, which can be used tomorrow, Saturday, or Sunday. Two tickets left, or two answers left, excuse me. Name a job that many celebrities had before they were famous. What are those final two answers? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's say a bartender.
No bartender. Go ahead, caller.
How about something that I do, a cook?
A cook. Absolutely, on the list. Gotcha, Ron.
Yep.
Ron's in with a cook on this one. We still have one answer left in this category. All right. Name a job that many celebrities had before they were famous. One answer left in this category.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Car wash.
Car wash.
Car wash.
Did you say car wash?
Yeah.
Yeah, car wash. Would you like to be in on the competition?
Put Ryan down.
Ryan for Ice Cube?
Yep.
We got him. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say like a babysitter.
No, we just got it. It was car wash.
Oh, okay.
All right, next category here. Name something you do to let a friend know she has food on his or her face. Well, how about that one? Now, that's an interesting category. Name something you do to let a friend know that she or he has food on his or her face. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We've got tickets to Ice Cube tonight at 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair. Tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All right, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say tell them.
Tell them, absolutely. Number one on the list. You got it, Judy. Thank you.
You just tell them they've got something on their face. Three other answers here.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say tell them.
Laugh. Tell them, absolutely.
Laugh?
Number one on the list. Here.
Let's see here. Yeah, giggle is on the list. We got it. Go ahead, caller.
Point to your face or their face.
Point at it, absolutely. On the list.
All
thanks,
right,
Ryan.
Thanks, Scott.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say motion, like point to your face and their face.
We just got point to it. Go ahead, caller.
You wipe their face off.
Wipe your face off, absolutely. All right.
All right.
We got that one. Now let's move on to our next category here. Whew, we're flying through them here today.
Go ahead, caller.
No, I just heard him say, wipe your face. Most times I don't hear it. Okay, don't have it.
All right, the final answer there, name something you do to let a friend know he or she has something on her face. Tell her, point at it, giggle, and wipe your own face. Okay, next category. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend the day doing? When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend the day doing? 740-751-4038. Six answers on the list. 740-751-4038. All right, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Shopping.
Shopping, yes, absolutely. Number five on the list. We got it, Judy. Go ahead, caller.
Sleep.
Sleeping, absolutely. Number two on the list. Would you like to be in the competition?
Yeah.
Shopping.
Which one?
Shopping, yes.
What was that?
I say, what's your name?
Mike.
Okay, Mike, gotcha. Go ahead, caller.
That's what I was going to say, sleeping.
Sleeping.
Sleeping on the list. Sleeping and shopping so far. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend the day doing? We've got sleeping and shopping so far.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Visiting friends.
No visiting friends. Go ahead, caller.
Reading.
Reading? No reading on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Cleaning.
No cleaning on the list. No reading, no cleaning on the list.
When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend the day doing? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
TV.
Watching TV, absolutely. Number three on the list. Thanks, Ryan.
Yep.
Go ahead, caller.
You have an appointment.
An appointment. No appointment on the list.
What, when you lie and call in sick to work, what do you spend the day doing? That's what we want to know. 740-751-4038. All right, I think we have a call coming in here.
Go ahead, caller.
Taking care of a sick child.
No sick child.
No sick child on the list today. We've got tickets to Ice Cube, 7 p.m. tonight at the Ohio State Fair, and the Dublin Irish Festival. That will be taking place Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Go ahead, caller.
Having company.
Company. No company on the list. Good guess. Go ahead, caller.
Playing video games.
No video games on the list.
No company, no video games on the list.
Right.
Well, I think we got it. We hit the answering machine there. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend the day doing? 740-751-4038. That is where we are. And the phones are lighting up here again. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say recuperating from a hangover.
No hangovers. Go ahead, caller.
You go to a ball game, Scott. I know that's what I do.
No ball games. Good guess.
No ball games on the list. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, let's go to the phones.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
You go out of town.
No out of town.
We've still got 1, 2, 3 answers left here. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend the day doing?
Go ahead, caller.
Run errands.
No errands on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Some people drink alcohol.
No alcohol on the list. No alcohol drinking on the list. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
No fishing.
No fishing. Good guess, though. Go ahead, caller.
Go to school for a bad child.
No going to school for a bad child.
Good guesses, though. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Go to King's Island.
What's that?
Go to King's Island.
No King's Island. But I'll tell you, it's similar. If you went to King's Island, what would you be doing?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's just say nothing. You do nothing.
Nothing. Nothing is on the list. Number four on the list. Gotcha, Judy. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Nothing was number four on the list. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? Two answers left on the list. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Go to amusement park.
No amusement park.
But amusement park, King's Island, all that sort of thing. If you're doing that, what would you be doing? Think on that one. What would you call that? If you were going to those amusement parks, you would be doing something. All right, here comes another call.
Go ahead, caller.
You're on the internet.
No internet.
No internet on the list. Nobody's got the number one answer yet. That's kind of strange. If you lie and call in sick to work, what would you spend the day doing? We've got sleeping, watching TV, nothing, shopping.
Go ahead, caller.
Recreational day.
Which basically would be what?
The what?
Like, what would you, what else would you call that? A recreational day.
Oh, swimming?
Eh, not quite, but close. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead. Goofing off.
Goofing off. You know what? I'll say, yeah, relaxing. I say, well, I'll put that down. Thanks, Ryan.
Yep, thanks.
Go ahead, caller.
Having fun?
Having fun. That is the one we were looking. All right. And we got you in for Dublin, right, Trish?
Right.
All right.
Okay, well, we got through that one. What do you do when you call in sick? Relaxing, sleeping, watching TV, shopping, and having fun. Okay. Let's move on to the next list here. What do we got coming? Name something that gets into your house if you leave the food out. Something that gets into your house. Trying to move a paper around here. Something that gets into your house if you leave food out. What would that be? 740-751-4038. All righty.
Go ahead, caller.
I'll say a mouse.
No mice on the list. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A mouse.
Ants. Ants are on the list, but no mice. Go ahead, caller.
A mouse.
No mice on the list.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, caller.
Ants.
Now we got ants.
All right. Name something that would get into your house if you left food out.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say gnats.
What's that?
You get these gnats, like the bananas and stuff you leave out.
Yep, no gnats. Go ahead, caller.
Gnats.
No gnats.
No gnats on our list today. Something you would get in your house if you left food out.
Go ahead, caller.
Flies.
Flies, absolutely. Gotcha, Ryan.
You know what? Rodents is on the list, so we'll go back and give that, we'll just throw that one out for mice.
Go ahead, caller.
Roaches, Scott.
Roaches. You know what's interesting, Ron? When I switched up the last category, you didn't have too many right answers, but now that I'm back on the other category, you're doing pretty well again.
Yeah, well, the last one, I didn't know. I did not. Everyone was stealing my answers. I was calling in, and I had to just wait.
This is a busy station.
Yeah.
We're knocking them dead here. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Next category. What might a school bus take a student take? Where might a school bus take a student besides school? Where might a school bus take a student besides school? Interesting category. Drawings coming up here in about 7 minutes. We've got Trish and Judy in for the Dublin Irish Festival. Ron, Mike, Ryan in for the Ice Cube.
Go ahead, caller.
To a game.
No games on the list. Well, what do you,
when they play, like, football and baseball, yep. They take the cheerleaders and the players.
Oh, sporting event number 2 on the list. Got it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know what word to say, but yeah, that.
You got it. Go ahead, caller.
How about to after-school care center?
No after-school care center. Go ahead, caller.
A field trip.
Field trip, number 1 on the list. You got it. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say, like, they take them down to, I don't know what you'd say, like, Cosi or to the palace to, it wouldn't be educational, maybe. Something like that, when they take them to those, that's what I was trying to say. Somebody said field trip.
Okay, well, yeah, it's not a field trip, but Cosi is kind of a museum, so I'll give you that one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
All right, we've got field trip, sporting event, museum. Still three answers left. Where might a school bus take a student besides school?
Go ahead, caller.
Take them to the park or the Y.
Let's see here. No, park or the Y.
Three answers left. Field trip, sporting event, and museum.
Go ahead, caller.
A wedding.
A wedding?
Yeah.
No wedding on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Trip.
A field trip?
A band trip.
A band trip. No band trip on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about a home
on the list?
What's that?
Home.
Home is on the list. Is this Mike again?
Yeah.
All right, gotcha, Mike.
Okay,
home is on. Home's on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Home.
We just got home.
Oh, okay. What about out to eat?
No out to eat, but a good guess. Go ahead, caller.
When they compete in those contests, like robotics and those science projects, is what I'm trying to say.
No, not on the list. You know what? Somebody said out to picnic. We'll do that. We'll kind of throw that one out here today. Holy mackerel. 54 minutes past the hour. One answer left here. What? Where might a school bus take a student besides school? We've got field trip, sporting event, home, museum, picnic. One answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What's the final answer? We've got the tickets to Ice Cube tonight at the Ohio State Fair at 7 p.m. And we've got tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival. That will be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Go ahead, caller.
Bachelorette party.
No bachelorette party. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say, like, marathons or something like that.
No marathons. No marathons on the list here.
Now, you'll have to stay tuned when I'm off the air today. Glenn Coble's last regularly scheduled programs, 10:15 until 12 noon today.
Go ahead, caller.
We'll take them to school.
No school, but that's a good one.
I thought somebody would have guessed that one right off the bat today, but no school on the list today. Name a place a school bus might take a school, except school.
Go ahead, caller.
Senior event.
No school, but that's
a what?
Senior event.
No senior event. No senior event on the agenda here today. Where might a school bus take a student besides school? One answer left. We've got field trip, sporting event, home, museum, picnic. One answer left. We're going to do this drawing here in about 2 minutes. 56 minutes past the hour. We've got tickets to Ice Cube at the Ohio State Fair. And then we've got the Dublin Irish Festival. Now, remember, Ice Cube's tonight at 7 p.m. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Did you say home?
Yes, home's on the list.
Pardon?
Go ahead, caller.
How about band competition?
No band competition.
Remember, Rebecca Gruber won the Ice Cube tickets yesterday. Her tickets are at the studio. Rebecca, if you're listening, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., pick those up at the studio today. Rebecca Gruber's tickets. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Juvenile Detention Center.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people have went there, but not on the list. Thanks, Ryan. Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I was calling the other number. That's why I couldn't get through.
Well, you know how it goes. You better get your dialing fingers ready for Willie tomorrow.
If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
All right. What's the answer?
Pep rally.
No pep rally.
What?
Go ahead, caller.
To come to a game?
No game. Good guess. It's a place with animals. It's a place with animals. Who's going to get in last here? It's a place with animals. 740-751-4038. A place with animals. Don't forget, we're going to be giving away those Willie Nelson tickets tomorrow and tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival. We'll continue to give away tomorrow starting at 8:15 a.m. running through 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The Willie Nelson tickets and the Dublin Irish Festival. Holy moly. Go ahead, caller.
The zoo.
Do you want to be in for Dublin or Ice Cube? Okay. No Dublin or Ice Cube. Okay, time for the big ticket giveaway. We've only got, what do we got here? A minute left. All right. The Dublin Irish Festival tickets go to, well, she says she doesn't win very much, but she just won some tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival. Judy! Judy, you have some tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival coming up this weekend. Now the big Ice Cube tickets. All right. By the way, if you can meet me at our place over here, the Meyer parking lot, where Ryan's used to be, I'll give you the tickets because Ice Cube's tonight. All right. Our winner to Ice Cube, well, Ron, you got your tickets to Ice Cube tonight. Ron wins a set of tickets to Ice Cube. And Ryan, you've won a set of tickets to Ice Cube. All right. Ryan, Ron, you get your Ice Cube tickets. Judy, you got your Dublin Irish Festival tickets. I will be in the Meyer parking lot where Ryan's used to be at 10:30 in a half hour. You guys come get your tickets. Hope to see you there. Glenn, have a great last show. Scott Spears, oh, I'm exhausted. Heading for the dugout.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
I just
made up that answer.
Then onward and upward.
You're always a little bit miffed, of course, because everyone doesn't love you. But at the same time, you have to look at yourself and see whether they're right or not.
Do you go home at night, Helen, and think, my goodness, this person said that, this person said that? Does it keep you up at nights?
Well, I don't say it keeps me up at night. I have to think that nobody likes criticism. But sometimes it's very legitimate.
Final question I have for you, Helen, is probably the question I've been asked the most since I did the interview with you back in October of 2010. Why did you finally decide to speak, and how did it come about that you chose me to do the first interview?
Well, because you've been very kind, very fair. You don't jump in and tackle a